The National Institutes of Health stopped funding medical tests on chimpanzees last year, and it decided to retire all of its chimps, now in its labs, into sanctuaries. Well, the move has been met with praise by animal rights activists, but some scientists who have been studying chimpanzees' minds and behavior are worried that the new policy could stall our understanding of the animals themselves. More on that from Stephanie Stokes.
Professor Michael Barron puts on a lab coat to work with Sherman, one of Georgia State University's three chimpanzees.
Sherman!
The primates live in an enclosure that looks kind of like a jungle gym, with an area indoor and outdoor. It's at the university's Primate Center in South DeKalb County.
Okay, you ready? Come on over.
Barron invites Sherman inside for a test with carrots and bananas.
Right.
At the sight of the latter, Sherman's eager to participate.
All right, look, we got our two new containers here, okay? We're gonna cover foods up with this. You have to figure out which one's got the bananas. This is what you want? Okay.
Barron studies how chimps make decisions right. And overcome urges. They're both abilities humans have, but struggle with. Think about addiction. He's done this kind of research for 20 years. In the last few, though, he and his peers have felt some anxiety.
What's concerning for us is that we think that the narrative is a little skewed right now. And we're trying our best to try to remind the public about why this research is important.
The narrative has been skewed, they say, since the NIH decided to end a different kind of science on chimps, biomedical studies like vaccine trials. Since then, there's been a push to retire all chimps from labs. What Barron thinks people don't realize is that could spell the end for the kind of behavioral work he does with lab chimps, which has taught us so much about the animals.
If 30 years ago we did what we're doing today, we'd be sitting here today and we would have almost no knowledge about the mathematical skills of chimpanzees, the social and cooperative behaviors that they do.
Those things we saw in old science documentaries, that chimps have communicated with sign language.
Washoe may be the first chimpanzee to have learned a human language.
Or that chimps are one of the few animals who recognize themselves in mirrors.
This test shows that Rusty has a sense that he's looking at himself.
Barron and his peers say we learn these things with chimps in captivity, and they say this research made us recognize what is ethical to do with chimps. Allison Bennett is at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Science is one of the primary ways that we make progress in understanding the animals and in making breakthroughs that can assist in their care.
In that way, Bennett says these behavioral studies benefit not just our knowledge of the chimps, but the chimps themselves.
So stopping research is not a win for the chimpanzees. It's potentially a great loss for chimpanzees.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly less troubling than invasive biomedical research if you're talking about risk and benefit.
Jeffrey Kahn is an ethics professor at Johns Hopkins University. His work helped persuade the NIH to end biomedical studies on chimps. Kahn recognizes the concern of the behavioral scientists.
There are many interesting and important things that can be learned from studying chimpanzees. The question is whether those interesting and important things are important enough to justify using these animals in a research setting.
Kahn isn't so sure about the answer. But the fact is, most chimps in the country, whether they were injected with vaccines or just studied for their minds, are set to retire in sanctuaries. That's no reason for behavioral scientists to worry, says Kathleen Conley of the Humane Society of the U.S.
We shouldn't be looking at this as, oh, well, we can't do anything or learn anything more about chimpanzees or do any behavioral research.
Conley says researchers just need to take their work to sanctuaries, even if that means adjusting to new rules, like only studying chimps through observation.
I do think they're just going to have to get creative. You know, it's a new day and there are more opportunities.
Scientists are a little more skeptical about those opportunities. What bothers Michael Barron, though, is an assumption that chimps cannot be comfortable in research settings like the one at Georgia State.
Our first and foremost thought before we can do any of the science itself is whether the animals are in the right kind of environment to show us their best skills. And so in some sense, what the public wants, which is chimpanzees that are well cared for, is exactly what we want.
For now, Georgia State plans to keep learning about their three chimps. But they are getting old. Sherman is in his 40s, for example. And the average chimp doesn't live much longer. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.